Why have you decided to retire?
Why? It's been 40 years, Ed. Yeah, well, you know, I've been trying to retire for the last few years, and they say, no, Jim, hang around a little longer, and I thought, well, you know, I got to draw the line in the sand somewhere, so that's why we're here.
So 40 years at the same station. What is that like? You don't hear that very often.
Well, I never anticipated it, that's for sure. I mean, my previous job, my first job in this business really was in television. I worked for about a year or so, and I did some weekend news, and mostly I was a behind-the-scenes kind of guy. Then I worked in radio for about 2 years and came down here in 72. And, you know, it was like I looked upon it, okay, another stepping stone, and I'll move up to a bigger market or something. And, geez, I don't know. I just liked it, and I stayed. What can I tell you?
What is it about being on the radio or being on WDBO that you loved so much to continue to do it for so long?
Well, I tell you, I don't know how many people are in this business that's all they ever wanted to do, and in my case, that's it. I mean, since I was a little kid, I always was fascinated by the radio, and I always tell this story. One of the first memories I have in life, I remember I was an infant lying on a couch, and I told this to my mom, and she said, well, you're describing where we used to live, and you were like, you know, less than 3 years old at the time. I remember there being this old radio, you know, one of these old console radios across the room, and there was country music playing on it. But I said, you know, I remember that. It sticks in my mind for some reason, and I've always been fascinated by radio, and I always wanted to get into it. So that's what I did, you know.
Talk about the connection you feel like you've had over the years with the Orlando listeners.
Well, it's interesting because Orlando is, you know, it's like we're a heritage radio station, but Orlando's not really a heritage town. I mean, everybody you talk to here is from somewhere, you know. Very few people will say, oh, yeah, you know, I live here, so I mean, they always say I'm from so-and-so or I came down here from so-and-so. So I was sort of that way for a while, but, you know, I think after a while the place does get an identity. You know, and I think, yes, it sort of feeds into you. And that's what I tried to, you know, convey is make people feel like, hey, this is your home now, you know.
You've probably seen a lot of the evolution of what has gone on the programming side of the radio business. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's changed dramatically, as you know. I mean, as far as somebody getting into the business now, it's much more difficult. I don't know if it's so difficult to get in. It's difficult to find jobs. It used to be every radio station, you know, you had a morning guy, midday, afternoon, an evening guy, an overnight guy, or whatever. And that's all changed now. And you have people voice tracking multiple radio stations. I don't know if it's necessarily a trend I like. I would like the idea of, you know, there being radio being more localized in many ways too. Now we, you know, we have program directors who pretty much do the same sort of program, you know, market to market. If you drive around the country, it's hard to, you know, you wouldn't necessarily know where you are unless you happen to hear a town mentioned in the news or something, you know.
And if you had a chance to give the leaders of the industry a little bit of advice about the programming side, what would you say to them now? Now that you, you're free to say anything you want.
Well, listen, I mean, I think PPM has changed things dramatically, don't you? I mean, that whole idea has changed the way we do things, the way the format, how long you're allowed to talk and what you're allowed to say and that sort of thing. You know, I would long for the days back when you could pretty much, you know, if you did 3 minutes instead of 20 seconds, you wouldn't be reprimanded. You know what I'm saying?
What about the technology change? That's certainly, we've seen a lot of that, especially over the last maybe just 5 years compared to when you first started. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I talk to people we have now just coming out of college, and even people that have been around for several years, you know, they have no idea what a cart is. They don't know what it is to edit an audio tape. They don't know what, you know, they don't get the whole thing with tape and razor blades and how difficult it was back in the old days to put some production together. Now it's all electronic. I mean, everything's dramatically changed. And that is, I think, certainly for the better as far as, you know, putting things together and doing production. It was things that would take you hours to do, you could do now in minutes. It's terrific.
What's it like working for Cox?
Cox has been very good to me. I mean, we've had some changes. I mean, I go back to, of course, to the old Bob Neal days, and, you know, it was, first of all, we were Cox, and Cox Radio was formed. Now it's Cox Media Group, but it's changed, and I think it's changed the way the business has changed, and that's probably something that it's necessary to do.
And last question, what will you do now? What do you have planned?
What do I have planned? You know what? I try not to plan too much, but I have hobbies, and my wife always has things for me to do, but I'll probably be doing some fishing and playing with hobbies and working in the yard and taking care of my two schnauzers, you know, just hopefully taking life easy. And not getting up at 3:30 in the morning. Well, I live outside of Orlando. Yeah, I live about 20 miles west of Orlando. We've lived here for 25 years now, and we live on the lake, and it's real nice, and it's the perfect retirement home.